Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Turns out it's just going to be you and me this segment. We're having a little issue connecting up with our guests this half hour. But I want to continue to talk about that topic that I mentioned a minute ago, and that is the 6 inches, 5 inches, depending on how big your head is, between your ears. That is the most important real estate in your life. That's the most important part of your world. That is the thing, that little space up there is the thing that determines what you're going to be in life, whether you're going to be happy or unhappy, whether you're going to be successful or unsuccessful, whether there's going to be love in your life and joy in your life or neither one of those. It's going to depend on what's between your ears and what you do with that. Are you able to identify what you want? What do you really want in life? What do you want let's break it down. What do you want in personal relationships? What do you want in education? What do you want your spiritual life to be? What do you want your professional life to be? What do you want? People who aren't successful in any given part of their lives probably have the first reason is because you haven't sat down and said, okay, this is what I want. Now, I don't know why people don't do that. Maybe they are lazy. Maybe they are afraid to actually identify that. Maybe some guy says, I want to marry a supermodel. Okay, that seems pretty much outside of the realm of possibility, right? Well, I've seen guys who are married to supermodels who nobody would have ever thought they could have been married to supermodels. How did they do that? They said what they wanted, and they started doing something about it. You want to start a small business. If you want to start a small business, what do you want that small business to look like? What do you imagine it could be? What are you thinking? Do you want it to make you a living? Do you want to be regarded as a business owner in your town? If that's what you want, that's okay, because you get to decide that. You, not me, not your dad, not your mom, not your peers, your friends. Nobody else gets to decide that. Only you decide what that is, whatever that is. That's you. It's up to you. And you make that decision. You work that out between your ears. But if you're going to make it happen, and if you're going to be successful, you have to know what that is. Because if you don't know, then you don't know which direction to move in. You don't know how to make a decision. You don't know how to decide, am I going to go left or am I going to go right? Because you haven't decided what you want. Now, you don't have to have all the answers for where you're going to be in 5 years. But you have to have some kind of an idea about where you'd like to be in 5 years. And then you just bring it back to today. You just march it, walk it right back to today and say, okay, if this is where I'm going to be in 5 years, this is where I think I need to start right now. And then you start doing the things that are required to take that next step that will get you started on the path to get you to the point where you find yourself where you said, or somewhere near where you said you want to be in 5 years. Now, then what we do then, right? And I say, okay, walk it back and get to this next step. And then somebody says, Well, that next step takes money. It takes capital. It takes, I don't know those things. I don't have those things. You know, the world is, the pity party starts, right? That's what we do. And if when that happens, then you're already defeated. But let's remember this. You have defeated yourself. I didn't do it. Nobody else did it. I don't care what people say to you. I don't care what people have done to you. I don't care what's happened to you in the past. If you can't go forward and take the next step, which could be a tiny little micro step, if you can't take the next step, it's all on you. And if you can figure that out, if you don't have enough capital to take the next step, you know what that means? That means that you're trying to take too big a step. That means that maybe you need to break that next step down into five little steps and find the step that you can take that you do have the capital for. If it's just a nickel, if it's a quarter, if it's a dollar, whatever it takes to take that next step, get that step broken down to what you do have, the knowledge you do have for that step, the capital you do have that for that step, the connections, whatever it may be. What is it that you need to take? What do I have, and what next step will that give me? What would it provide for me? And take that step, and then you move on to the next step. I started my business almost 25 years ago, and I had almost no capital. I had no cash. I had a little bit of credit card capacity, and I had some equipment. I had a computer, and I had a printer, and some programs. Back in the 80s, you can imagine there wasn't a lot of programs, but I had something. And I started my business with nothing but a business card and an idea. And I went out and I sold that. I took little bitty steps. In 3 years, I moved from my home office to an office downtown. Little bitty steps. But I saw what I knew what I wanted. And I took the steps and I broke it down into those little bitty steps, as small as I had to get it, to the point where I could afford it. And then I built on that. And all because I made it up in my head. I had it in my head, in this 5 inches, 6 inches between my ears, what I wanted and what I was willing to do to go get it. And to do all that with what I had at my disposal. And what I had, not what I didn't have. Think about that, folks. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.